This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up? The Max Kellerman Show here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. George Sedano in for Max. We got more NBA signings and some visiting going on. We'll have that for you in just a sec. Hop aboard at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Got DeMar DeRozan on the move, potentially, as well. Mike Tannenbaum, former Jets and Dolphins GM, going to join us in 10 minutes. We'll go around the league with him, ask him about this Colts situation, quarterback situation, who he likes in two of the toughest divisions in football, the AFC and NFC West. And his Tua ready to ascend. Looking good at camp. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests, like Mike Tannenbaum, will join us in 9 minutes. Join us on the Goodyear Hotline. By the way, Charger star QB Justin Herbert is on with Max tomorrow at 2:10 Eastern, 11:10 Pacific. So make sure you tune into that. But let's get you the latest news in the NBA. So here's the deal. According to agent Wojnarowski, Patty Mills, who is a coveted role player free agent, has agreed to a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Brooklyn Nets. Now, the Lakers had looked to sign him, and a number of teams were looking to sign him that were contenders. And that's a big move for Brooklyn. All of a sudden, you've got their big three, right? You got Joe Harris. You've got Bruce Brown, who played very well for them last year. They've got some young players they drafted that I like. And now you add another veteran presence in Patty Mills, a guy who's been on a championship roster before with San Antonio. I love that move for them. That's a sneaky good move. Speaking of San Antonio, Spurs star DeMar DeRozan, according to Chris Haynes of Yahoo, plans to meet with the Clippers today. Now that's fascinating on a number of different fronts. Number one, he's an LA kid. Number two, the Clippers clearly need some help because Kawhi is not going to be able to play right away. Kawhi is going to be someone that's probably, because of the timing of his injury, going to need, at the least, another 6 months. At the least, is my guess. Just based on the timeline and the severity of that injury and historically what guys who've gone through that injury have had to deal with as far as the timeline's concerned. So, look, they had a nice team. They had a nice run with Paul George, Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris Sr., but they need someone else if they have championship aspirations and keeping them potentially afloat in a tough Western Conference until perhaps Kawhi gets back, if he ever gets back this particular season. I think there's a possibility. If you're the Clippers, you're hoping that all-star break-ish, maybe just before he gets back, gets going, you put him on a nice timeline physically, get him some run, and you're good to go. And the playoffs all of a sudden are a different story. So that's the best hope for the Clippers. So I do think the DeRozan visit is fascinating. Now, the other part of it that's fascinating to me is this. DeMar DeRozan, if you would have talked to me, I don't know, say 5 years ago, and a player of DeMar DeRozan's caliber was available 5-6 years ago, he would have gone day one fairly quickly, in my estimation. But the game has changed so much and so reliant upon spacing and three-point shooting that he's a guy that now takes a little bit of a backseat, unfortunately. But I still think because of his ability to hit shots in big moments, like, he's a tough shot maker. He's excellent in the mid-range. And come postseason and in crunch time of regular season games, you need guys who can hit tough contested shots. And he's capable. There's no doubt. And offensively, outside of his three-point game, he's very good. And defensively, he's not great. But he's not a liability. He's not a guy who's going to get targeted on defense. So if you're the Clippers, smart move. If I'm the Lakers, now maybe maybe the Spurs don't want anything with Dennis Schroeder, but the Lakers have that bullet in the chamber still. Dennis Schroeder wants a big deal. I mean, he wanted $30 million. He turned down some crazy deal during the regular season. But he may be able to net you someone in that DeMar DeRozan range. But two things need to happen. Schroeder needs to play ball with the Lakers, and the Spurs need to want Schroeder. And with DeJounte Murray there and Lonnie Walker, I don't know if it's a great fit. Maybe it is. Schroeder has been good in those three guard setups. Remember in Oklahoma City a couple of years ago with Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just signed a big contract extension as well? He was very good in that setting. So I actually think that's where he would flourish, but I don't know if San Antonio feels that way at this particular juncture. But maybe after they lost Patty Mills, they rethink that. So I think that the Lakers have some hope here on the DeRozan front, if that's the case. I know the Bulls have been hot on him as well, and the Bulls are still courting DeMar DeRozan. Now, I want to get to the Bulls here in a second, because I think what the Bulls have done, I told you in the tease that I think a team won free agency. Now, most people would say it's Miami, and I wouldn't argue with that. I think Miami's gotten significantly better with Kyle Lowry. I still think that they can still maneuver some stuff. They've got the mid-level to work with. However, I think if I'm thinking long-term, on the Bulls, I'm thinking that they might have won free agency yesterday, because I love the Lonzo signing. I love the Caruso signing for them. Billy Donovan is building a culture there. They're getting guys that can play with Zach LaVine. And don't forget, they added Nikola Vucevic last season at the deadline. The Bulls are trying to make the playoffs. And much like we've talked about that the league is better when the Knicks are pretty good or good, I still think the same thing from the Bulls' standpoint as well. Chicago matters. So, and by the way, we've got a couple of things. There's a lot of breaking news just happening right now. So here's the deal. Woj breaks the story. Steph Curry agrees 4-year deal, $250 million contract extension with the Warriors. So Steph Curry will remain a Warrior for the rest of his career, which is fantastic news. We also have news on the Lakers front. Carmelo Anthony was deciding between the Knicks and the Lakers, going back to the Knicks or signing with the Lakers and playing with his friend LeBron James. Carmelo Anthony has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers have also added another shooter. Malik Monk has agreed to sign a deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Malik Monk is an interesting player because Malik Monk, that kid can shoot the ball. A little erratic at times, but we know that he can get hot. He has got microwave-like ability. 40% shooter from three, really became strong from the three-point line last year in Charlotte at about 20 minutes a game. And look, Carmelo has proven a lot of you wrong, that he still got juice left in the tank. And the biggest question about Carmelo as he goes to the Lakers and Malik Monk goes to the Lakers is he's willing to be a role player. And his body, by the way, he looks like he's in unbelievable shape the last couple of years. I say this because I would have liked to have seen his career be prolonged as a star much longer. I wish he would have taken his body this seriously back then when he was a star. Nonetheless, this is where he's at, and he's signing a 1-year deal with the Lakers, according to Woj. And the Lakers are adding shooters. The Lakers are adding shooters. Veteran guys, that's how you win in this league, veteran guys. So that's the breaking news. Steph Curry signs an extension with the Warriors. He is going to remain a Warrior for the rest of his career. And the Lakers are still adding guys. I know the jokes are going to be out there that they're going to add more old guys. They did in Carmelo Anthony, but Malik Monk is young. Malik Monk, I mean, this kid, I want to say he's like 23? Yeah, 23. So they do have now a young player that they can potentially rely upon with this particular roster and perhaps get minutes. And that's how you build a winner with LeBron. You got to have shooting around him. Look, in sports, it's simple. Well, maybe not that simple. But you got your star player. You identify the players that player needs around him to be as successful as possible and maximize the potential of your team, both on offense and on defense, in basketball's case. But in any other sports case, generally on offense, like we talk about football or baseball, et cetera, et cetera. You build a lineup in baseball around the guy to maximize your best player's ability. In football, you build the team around the quarterback to maximize their ability, right? You build the offensive line, you get the skill position players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of football, we'll take a quick break from the NBA breaking news. If you just tuned in, Steph Curry signs his extension. $215 million for 4 years, will remain a Warrior for the rest of his career, likely. Carmelo Anthony signs with the Los Angeles Lakers. But let's talk football with Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, former Jets and Dolphins general manager, joins us here on ESPN Radio on the Goodyear Hotline. So, Mike, I mean, listen, you built teams. Am I wrong by saying that? That, you know, regardless of sport, you get the best player on your roster, you identify who that player is, and you build around their particular skill sets.
No question about it. In the NBA, it's obviously a little bit different than, you know, the NFL, but you can't pay them all, and you got to figure out who's a complementary player and who's a replaceable part.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mike Tannenbaum, for joining us here. Now, let me talk football with you, because the Colts are in a precarious situation at the moment with Carson Wentz, and now they lose Quentin Nelson. I was on with Dan Orlovsky yesterday, begging and pleading him, Mike, for them to sign Nick Foles despite all the stuff that him and Wentz went through. Now, he said that's a panic move. That was before Quentin's injury. Is it still a panic move? What would you do at the quarterback position with the Colts? Mike? Did we lose him, guys?
You got me? I'm sorry. No,
there you go.
I completely agree with you. Yeah, I said this morning, and I completely agree with you, which is go get Nick Foles. He's a good player. He only counts $2 million on your cap. Give up whatever it is, fifth or sixth round pick. And if Carson Wentz is worried about Nick Foles, that, you know, you got the wrong guy. Carson Wentz is a good player. He shouldn't worry about who his backup is. And especially now with Quentin Nelson's injury, I would certainly get Nick Foles if I could.
Now, let's move on. I want to talk a lot of quarterbacks with you. Ben Roethlisberger, I know that, you know, his receivers are talking about he's looking good thus far in training camp. Ben looked like two different players last season. You know, the first half of the season, he looked like Ben Roethlisberger. The second half of the season, albeit though, you know, there was a lot of short passing in his game early last season. But at the end of last season, he did not look like the guy we saw in the first 8 or 9, 10 games or so. What Ben Roethlisberger should we expect moving forward here for the Steelers?
Yeah, I think they're going to struggle this year because they got three offensive linemen that are new. You got a rookie in Najee Harris who hopefully will know pass protections, but he was a guy that was 28th in yards per pass attempt a year ago. And I just, now that he's going to be 39 years old, I'd be worried that you know, his better days are certainly behind him.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us here, ESPN NFL front office insider. Tua Tagovailoa looking good in training camp. What do you think the ceiling is for a young man like that?
He has a chance to be a good player. You know, we got to be a little patient. You know, he's coming off a major hip surgery, and we had an abbreviated offseason last year. So this is an important year for Tua, make no mistake about it. But, you know, we got to remember he's still a very, very young player.
Now, let me switch gears to a guy who's coming off injury at that position with Dak Prescott. He's dealt with some stuff here during the camp as well. How do you try to manage a situation like that with a player coming off such a serious injury?
Yeah, I would take it slow. Obviously, he's working the rust off, and the old Coach Parcells, good quarterbacks throw with their legs, and obviously rehabbing the injury that he has, you know, he's going to have, you know, some tough days and going to have some soreness, but you know, if you're Dallas, you got to think about the long term here. You know, we're going on an 18-week, 17-game marathon.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think there's any question about it. Mike Tannenbaum with us here, former Dolphins and Jets general manager, ESPN NFL front office insider. Mike, I've been talking a lot about the two Western divisions, the AFC and the NFC. Let's start with the NFC. You know, Matt Stafford a little dinged up yesterday, but looks like he's going to be okay. To me, that's the toughest division in football. How do you see that division kind of developing and shaking out?
Yeah, if healthy, I really like San Francisco. You look at last year, how many games were lost to injury, and I think Nick Bosa is a budding superstar to get George Kittle back. I think this is a team that's going to be really hard to beat, and I like Jimmy G short-term, and I like Trey Lance long-term. So I agree, this is a really, really hard division, you know, just from a standpoint of, you know, there's talent up and down each team. But at the end of the day, if healthy, I really like San Francisco.
And then in the AFC West, I mean, you got Kansas City, you've got a surging L.A. Chargers team, you know, Denver's defense still good. You know, I'm curious to get your thoughts overall on it, but where do you feel like the Raiders lie in that particular division?
Yeah, probably third or fourth. You know, you look, it's Kansas City, draw a line. And then I really like the Chargers. I think Justin Herbert is on the precipice of being a superstar. If Derwin James can stay healthy, look, he's playing five games over the last 2 years. I think that defense could be a lot better. So depending on the health of some of their key players, you know, they're not unlike the 49ers where they missed so many guys a year ago. But I believe in Herbert, and I believe that that defense should be better than it was a year ago.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider with us here. Mike, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having me.
All right, take care. There he is, Mike Tannenbaum with us here. If you missed earlier, right before Mike jumped on, we had all sorts of breaking news. Raj, what the heck, man? All that stuff just happened like literally in a span of like 2 seconds.
Put the Sports Center bed up under you, man. You're like doing the Sports Center, man. Spreading news back and forth. Come on,
it was crazy. So if you're just tuning in right now, Steph Curry signs a 4-year extension, okay? So he's going to look like he's going to be in a Warriors uniform for the rest of his career. And then the Lakers just went nuts all of a sudden. They signed Carmelo to a 1-year deal and Malik Monk to a deal. Now, I don't know what the details on that. Woj is just reporting agreed to a deal. It doesn't say how long the deal is for Monk. Perhaps it's probably a year with a player option is my guess. But the Carmelo thing is fascinating to me because, and I do believe that Carmelo to the Lakers will work in this regard. And I kind of alluded to it earlier before Mike Tannenbaum came on, is he now understands where he is in his career. And we've seen that in his time in Portland. He's okay not having to be the Carmelo Anthony we saw with the Knicks or the Denver Nuggets. So I think that he understands where he's at. He understands he's a role player. And there have been times where Carmelo Anthony has gone off on stretches offensively where he's been fantastic. And he hasn't been a liability on defense. Because, again, he's in as good a shape as he's maybe ever been. Which is what you have to do as you age in sports. It's a Pat Rileyism, man. As you get older, you got to get leaner. And Carmelo looks lean and mean. Can he help the Lakers? I think so. I think there are going to be moments in series where a role player decides stuff. And having a guy of his caliber out there, I think, will certainly help the Lakers moving forward. I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, we'll open it up. The free agent frenzy is out there. DeMar DeRozan visiting the Clippers. Carmelo to the Lakers. Malik Monk to the Lakers. Steph signs an extension to the Warriors. Hit us up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And after all these moves, we'll discuss that with you. I'm going to get to my NBA power rankings, my way too early NBA power rankings. We'll get to that in just a moment on the other side here on the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio. But first, DoorDash here with with the summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. You need a nightcap? Well, take $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass, okay? In the DoorDash app. And stay cool out there. Obviously, it's still summertime and it's hot. Terms and conditions apply. All right. We're going to break all these moves down. We're going to get to your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN and my way too early power rankings in the NBA all coming up in just a moment. George Sedano in for Max here on the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show continues here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. George Sedano in for Max. Make sure you check us out on the ESPN app as well, Sirius XM Channel 80, or on your smart speaker. Folks want to talk NBA free agency, so we're going to get your calls in here at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. We will delay my way too early NBA power rankings, perhaps for one more segment, because I want to talk to the people. So, as you heard Christine Lisi say, Steph Curry signs an extension with the Warriors. Carmelo Anthony signs the Lakers. DeMar DeRozan is also visiting the Clippers. I'll add that. So there is plenty of stuff afoot right now in NBA free agency. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. Andre, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, on free agency, I think a lot of teams position themselves, specifically the Miami Heat, you know, in terms of being contenders, but I don't think it changed the overall power dynamics in the NBA for me. I still think you have to go through Brooklyn and Milwaukee in the East, and then out West, obviously. So Chris Paul coming back to Phoenix was essential, even though he's not the overall best player. We know that that's Devin Booker, but you still have Denver and Utah. I don't think that the moves the Lakers made, to me, necessarily put them ahead of those teams that were leading the conferences last year. You know, they're in the conversation, specifically Chicago. I'm a big fan of Billy Donovan as a coach, Mark Eversley as a general manager and overseeing everything, Arturis Karnisovas in terms of how he's building up that organization. They're in the mix for DeMar DeRozan. So, you know, adding Lonzo to what they're doing, you know, they're going to be in the playoff hunt, could possibly maybe make some noise, you know, give their first-round opponent some trouble. But at the end of the day, I'm not thinking that the final four, the top teams in each conference, are any different because of the moves that were made in free agency.
You think that the Suns are still one of the teams to beat in the Western Conference?
Indeed, I do. And the reason being, and just a brief little history lesson here, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but in 93, the Suns went to the finals. Charles Barkley was the MVP. It was great. They should have went back in 94 and 95 when Houston won those two championships. They were up 2-0 and 3-1. It didn't happen, and their window closed. So by getting to the finals this year and bringing back that same group together, I'm not going to all of a sudden say, just because other teams are getting help, the Clippers and other teams added players, the Lakers, that they're going to be better.
Andre, here's what I would say to that, and thank you for the call. What I would say to you is the Western Conference is ridiculously tough. And if you had a completely different team that wasn't the Lakers or Suns who were in the last two finals make the finals, that wouldn't surprise me. There are plenty of teams in the West that could come out. Like we talked about this yesterday, how I look at 10 teams potentially winning the championship. Like you can make a legit case for that. Let me go to Tim in Colorado who wants to talk about Carmelo Anthony signing with the Lakers. Tim, what's up?
Hey, so with Carmelo, him scoring like you're talking about doesn't help the Lakers win games in the playoffs. Against the Nuggets last year, the games he went off on, the Blazers lost because he doesn't play any defense. So I think getting him fills a roster spot but doesn't help the Lakers. What I think is going to be interesting is whether or not the Lakers sign Schroeder and keep him, because they need somebody to play and burn minutes during the regular season, and Schroeder can definitely give you 25 solid minutes a game to 30 during the regular season. I think they're going to sign him and keep him.
Yeah, I don't. I don't see that. I mean, not at that number that he wants, and thank you for the call. And I would disagree. There were plenty of moments where Carmelo Anthony had games last season, particularly. There were at least a handful where he had big games and they won. So I would disagree with that, Tim. I appreciate the call, though. Let's go to Jason in California who wants to talk about the Lakers signings. Jason, how are you?
Jason Downey, I represent 710 SLK. So I got to say this. If you're saying these Lakers moves are not worthy, they don't realize that Papa Pelinka is doing all this with pennies on the dollar. These are all veteran minimums, mid-level exceptions. So I really love these moves. And second, now that Pelinka is making out this roster, does it now take, I guess you would say, the doubt of if it's going to work with Russell Westbrook? Because I think now that everyone kept saying, where's the shooting? We got the shooting, so let's go. Have a great day.
All right, Jason, thank you, buddy. Look, I think it helps for sure. You know, Bazemore, Ellington, Carmelo, Malik Monk. I think that helps for sure. I don't think there's any question. They still have McLemore on the roster. So they've got guys. The question is going to be, can Frank Vogel, the head coach of the Lakers, find the right combination on a given day? That, to me, is what this is going to be about. They've got the guys with the requisite resume to shoot the ball, but can they find the right combination, both offensively and defensively, to help those particular three players thrive? And it may be a different group every night, right? Now, in theory, you'd want to get guys who you can count on more regularly than others, but it may be a mixing and matching situation. Breyer's in Idaho. Breyer, what's up?
Nothing much. So my question for you is, are you dunk in or are you dunk out with giving away Gorin for Kyle Lowry?
I'm dunked in. I think Kyle Lowry is a better player than Goran Dragic, Breyer, and thank you for the call. I think he's certainly a much better defender. It's not even close. And I think offensively, I think Kyle gives you more even than Goran Dragic does at this stage. Let me sneak in one more. Let me grab, who was the gentleman who disagreed with me, Raj, that you had up there?
He dropped. He couldn't handle it.
Oh, he couldn't? Oh, I wanted to talk to the guy. I always like talking to guys who want to fight with me. Call back guy who wants to fight with me. That guy who says I'm a Laker homer. How am I a Laker homer? I literally just told the guy who was saying the Suns will go back that I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a new team representing the Western Conference that wasn't the two teams that were most recently there, which includes the Lakers. Now, the Lakers, look, if a healthy LeBron and AD are there, guy, we're just going to call you guy. All right, guy? If they're healthy, they're the team to beat in the Western Conference. Simple as that. They may be the team to beat, period, if LeBron and AD are healthy. All right, coming up next, we'll take more of your calls. Hopefully that guy, calls back at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up, we got National Night Out today, Best Taco Tuesday spot, plus my way too early NBA power rankings and more of your calls in just a moment here on the Max Kellerman Show. But first, with no fees or minimums on checking or savings accounts and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere, choosing Capital One is like the easiest decision in history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. National Night Out. Best Taco Tuesday spot. Way too early power rankings and your calls. One more segment to go here on the Max Kellerman Show. George Sedano in for Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus continues. George Sedano in for Max. Best Taco Tuesday spot? I'll tell you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, we got a lot of people who want to chime in on the latest moves. If you're just tuning in, Steph Curry signs an extension, 4 years, $215 million with the Golden State Warriors to keep him in a Golden State uniform for the rest of his career. Carmelo Anthony signs with the Lakers. The Lakers have a lot of shooters now. Wayne Ellington, Ken Bazemore, they signed Malik Monk too. Carmelo Anthony, they have Ben McLemore on the roster. They are surrounding that team with shooters. Now, whether any one of those guys is the right shooter to pair with their particular three, we'll see. That may have to be a night-to-night thing, but we'll have that. We've had that on the table. And just in general, there's so many things going on, not to mention DeMar DeRozan is visiting with the Clippers today. So 888-SAY-ESPN if you want to hop aboard, 888-729-3776. But before we get to the calls, okay, should we do my way too early power rankings now, Raj, or should we do the calls first? I'll let you decide.
Well, I think since you've been giving us little crumbs there with your power rankings, I think we can quickly roll through those and then we'll clean it up with the phone call.
Okay, fair enough. There we go. Here's the music. So at number 10 in my George Sedano way too early power rankings, I'm going to go with the LA Clippers, mostly because I don't know what the heck to expect from Kawhi. I know he's going to be out a few months. If they add DeRozan, maybe they climb a little bit. But I got them at 10 because they were in the conference finals, and I still think if they bring back their team, they're going to be able to generally stay afloat in a tough Western Conference. Other teams that could have been in that position, the Dallas Mavericks were a team I considered with Luka Doncic. Number 9, the Atlanta Hawks, who were in the Eastern Conference Finals. I love what they're building there. Travis Schlenk, their general manager. Nate McMillan really proved to be very valuable last season. And they've got a good, fun, young team. I'm curious to see what happens with John Collins. But I'd like to see what the rest of that team looks like. At number 8, the Sixers. Kind of like the Clippers, I'm still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Ben Simmons. But I know Joel Embiid is an MVP candidate. And I know they're going to, Daryl Morey is going to build a good team around him. So I have confidence in those two aspects of it. So I got them at 8 right now. But they would be higher if I knew what would happen with Ben Simmons. At number 7, the Miami Heat. I have vaulted them to number 7 in my way too early power rankings with the addition of Kyle Lowry. It looks like they've got another move or two up their sleeve, Pat Riley, because they've got some guys they can sign and trade, and they've got the mid-level exception to work with. So, curious to see what Miami does there. But they're at number 7 right now. Number 6, the Jazz. The number 1 seed in the Western Conference last year. I just think Donovan Mitchell is going to continue to get better. The guy's a star. I like the re-signing of Mike Conley Jr. Rudy Gobert, yeah, he get played off the floor in the playoffs, but perhaps there is a remedy for that. And just in general, they're a good defensive team. They shoot the ball really well. So I got them at 6. Number 5, the defending Western Conference champions, the Phoenix Suns, on my way too early power rankings. I mentioned this earlier. I think Chris Paul, while not a great bet to stay healthy for 4 years, I love his training staff. I mentioned their accolades and who he's working with and who they have worked with in the past, which includes the likes of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. So I love that they've been working with Chris the last couple of years, and Chris has been fantastic because of it. And I think that he helps Booker and Ayton reach even greater heights. Number 4, the Denver Nuggets. I thought the Nuggets might have made the NBA Finals last year if Jamal Murray was healthy. I think that Aaron Gordon, in his particular role on that team, is perfect. I think Michael Porter Jr. is only going to get better, and Jokic is an MVP. So, I mean, they're going to be fantastic. And number 3, the defending champion Bucks. Look, Giannis is only going to continue to get better. I think Middleton and Holiday are perfect fits around them, and they always do a good job of filling out the roster around them. Number 2, the Lakers at the moment. Again, a lot of this is about health. I do think that AD is the cheat code. If he's healthy and LeBron's healthy, I think they are probably the team to beat. But again, those are question marks. The biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. I also, wonder about the Russell Westbrook stuff. They've got the shooting around them, but do they have the right guys to play consistently around them? Still a question. Number 1's the Nets. Although I don't trust them, I got to be honest with you, to stay healthy. I got to put the Nets as my number 1 team. They are the betting favorite at the moment. Because if those 3 guys are healthy, it's going to be tough to beat them. And the addition of Patty Mills is great. They got Joe Harris, even though he didn't perform well in the playoffs. I still think that they've got some young guys they drafted. Bruce Brown, a nice little roster around those 3 guys. So I think Sean Marks has done a good job. So at the moment, in my way too early power rankings, Nets 1 on top of the Lakers. All right, let's go to the phones. We got David in Los Angeles who wants to talk about the Lakers additions. David, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
So I'm just looking over the roster right now. We have, Westbrook, Carmelo, LeBron, Anthony, Dwight, and we have some key pieces off the bench. I just wanted to see, how do you think all those pieces would fit together? And also, how likely do you think it is that maybe the Lakers could pull off a sign-and-trade for Dennis Schroeder to get Buddy Hield?
Thank you for the call, David. Look, I think that is the bullet left in their chamber. Dennis Schroeder, can he net them a player that can play on the floor consistently, that can give you 30 minutes? That, to me, is going to be the biggest question surrounding the Lakers moving forward. They've added nice pieces around their guys, but all those guys that they've added are all complementary pieces. None of them, not including Westbrook. I'm talking about the guys beyond Westbrook, LeBron, and AD, obviously. None of them are guys that I feel like can sustain 25 or 30 minutes a night. Maybe Wayne Ellington, but even defensively, you'd have to worry about him a little bit. So we'll see what they do with Dennis Schroeder. I think, to me, that is the big question moving forward. And if the Lakers can net someone that can be a 20-something million dollar player that can play 30, 35 a night, then maybe they're the team to beat. All right, we're done here. Thanks to Raj. Thanks to Bubba. Thanks to Nuno. Thanks to all our guests. Max Kellerman Show here on ESPN Radio. See ya.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.